But hey, you're still offering a place, a space and a time, you know? Yeah. It looks like we're getting ready to start.
All votes are majority. Okay. Okay, we're going to get started again. Could I have all the board members up here, please? So if everybody will take their seats. We're a very shy and retiring group. At least we've become that way with the service that we've done. So we were fighting for the chance to speak first. Not, no. So we drew straws and Charlie's going to go first. We're going to just give you a brief introduction of ourselves.
Thank you, Mary Jo. I am Charlie H. I'm an adult child of an alcoholic family, and I am from the Washington, D.C. area and a member of the board. Before we formally begin the proceedings, we wanted to just quickly introduce ourselves because this is a really special 2 days of the year. It's where we all actually come together as delegates, even though some of us are on the board, and it's a chance for us to really become, do a group conscience about what are the values of the fellowship. So I want to thank all of you for being here. We also think it's important for you to know that we're committed to our own personal recovery and that we're also committed to helping you with your recovery and the recovery of everybody else who's not here today. So very briefly, I have been in my first ACA meeting was in 1986. It was part of a national convention, 800 to 1,000 ACAs in one hotel, typical sort of introduction to the program. And as many people say, it totally changed my life. I will say everything that's worthwhile within me, my ability to feel my feelings, to know who I am, to say who I am, to be an adult among adults, really grew out of this program. My first ABC was in 2015. I was invited to be the speaker. I was then came back as a delegate the next year and joined the board in 2016. I'm on the literature committee. Is my main thing. I'm chair of the literature committee. I also am part of something called the Service Structure Committee, which you'll hear about more over the next couple of days. And basically the two things that are most important to me, one is really simplifying the program. I just think people come in such distress. I want us to develop materials that will make it easy, not just for newcomers, but for those of us already here to explain the program to newcomers. That's a big priority of our literature, which I'll talk about later. And then secondly, very, very important to me that there be no walls between those of us who work on the board and everybody else in the fellowship. Hugely satisfying to me that how much change there's been in the ABC over the last few years. If I can just ask quickly, who here has been at a prior ABC as a delegate? Just a quick show of hands. This is fantastic. This is such a change from even 3 years ago. For those of you who are new here, I very much hope you'll learn more about ACA World Services and you'll stick around and become a part of ACA World Services as a volunteer. And then just lastly, if you see me around anytime over the next 2 to 4 days, please feel free to introduce yourself. I really would welcome the chance to talk to you. So thank you very much.
I'll go next, and I forgot to tell everybody Eleni is timing us. So she'll give us a 30-second warning. A minute and a half.
Oh, really? You think I just cut it? Good talk. We'll deduct it from the standard time.
Okay. My name is Mary Jo, and I joined about the same time as Charlie in 1986, and I've been a continuous member since then. I am originally from Wisconsin, La Crosse, Wisconsin, and I am now currently for many, much more years than then, live in the Chicago area. I've been a member of the board for 5.5 years because I came in midterm, and I am chairperson right now. I have one more year on the board, and I am on many committees. I chair the OPPM committee. I co-chair the DCOC, which is the Distribution Center Committee, and many other things. And that's part of what we do at World Service on the World Service level. Anybody who wants to, as Charlie said, anybody's willing to help us, we welcome it. So other than that, that's all I have to say. Thank you. I didn't get my warning.
Hi, I'm Carol, and I've been, it's getting boring, 1986, also early in 1986. And I started in Los Angeles about the same time it was getting organized in Los Angeles. So that was the Wild West at that time, and it's settled since then. But I'm really happy that I did find ACA. It saved my life, even though I don't drink or anything. I probably would have died of cancer or something if I hadn't found it, because I was just so stressed inside. Everybody thought I was the most normal person, but I wasn't. So I'm very thankful for ACA. And what I do now on the board is I'm the vice chair of MPS, that's Members in Public Services Committee. And we really need people on that committee. It's a large committee. We have a lot of subcommittees from there. And I'm also part of other committees, and my three words for this year are communication, networking, and I forgot the other one. Oh, my God. COS, that's, can't remember. Or, yeah, whatever that is, can't remember, yeah. Anyway, I'm very glad to be here and see everybody, and thank you for letting me come.
Hi, I'm Pat H., and I am a relative newbie to this ACA. I was in Al-Anon for 6 years before finding ACA and knowing that this is the program I need to be in. And I was, as of last night, just elected to the board. Last year was my first ABC. And I raised my hand as a volunteer. And guess what? They called me. So I am on the Finance Committee. I am on the DCOC Committee. And I chair the Audit Committee. So what a difference a year makes. I encourage everyone to do service. I was told a long time ago that service is the rent we pay for our program. And I'm just so grateful to be able to give back to the program that's given so much to me. I am from California. I go to about 3 or 4 meetings a week, and we have just started an intergroup. We have had 3 meetings so far, and I am the treasurer of that intergroup. So thank you. Thank you so much for allowing me to be of service to ACA.
Hi, I'm Marcia J. I have been, actually, it's kind of interesting. I hear these people talking about 1986, and I would say my husband and I probably were in an ACOA group at that time, and their last meetings were held in bars, so you know where that went. And we just thought it died. We didn't know. We were having trouble trying to stay with Al-Anon and used books, and we went to a retreat in the St. Louis area, a 12-step contemplative outreach retreat, and everybody was talking about this Red Book, Red Book, Red Book. Well, we went right back to our room and checked out Red Book, and lo and behold, there was, and we went home and started a meeting in Iowa, which is now 3 meetings, 2 in Iowa and 1 in Illinois. We're on the east coast of Iowa, the lovely east coast. I grew up trying to bring order out of chaos, and it has served me well in secretarial work. I try to make sense. I try to make sense. And I am also on the Service Structure Committee. I'm the chairperson for that. And I'm the new liaison for the Archive Committee, and I'm really, really hoping that liaison doesn't mean the head of it. So I need somebody to do that little job for me. So thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jim. I'm an adult child, and I'm grateful to be a member of ACA and serving as the WSO as the chairperson of the website and database committee. And we've had a exciting year for some changes, and we've got more changes ahead, and I could use your help. I made a joke yesterday. I said the website committee voted yesterday to, you know, move forward with something, and I said, oh, well, who made that vote? And I said, that was me. So can definitely use some assistance. Personally, my tagline is I'd rather be golfing. And, you know, but in the meantime, you know, we can go to work and do our recovery program. And I'm just grateful for, you know, the healing and the changes that ACA has brought to my life with my family and my relationships. I just had, one of those amazing simple changes yesterday with my mother at lunch, where we were talking about something, and my mother looked over and said, oh, that, you know, that was something similar that happened to you when you were growing up, and it must have been very difficult for you. And it was just like the planets had changed, and the things were, everything was in alignment, and it's just amazing, I think it's attributed to, the changes I've made. You know, by me changing and me being more gentle and loving with myself and the people around me, it has, I think it's taken some pressure off of those people as well. So, it's just, one of the gifts of the program is it's okay to be me, and it's okay for you to be you. And, it's from working this program. So thanks. Thank you, everyone, for being here as we see, ACA continue to grow, and we just keep planting those seeds, and we'll see what happens. So thank you.
Good morning. My name is Bill, and I'm an adult child. I'm excited to be here. I love looking out at this room and seeing all these bodies here. Why? Because we got a lot of work to do. And a lot of you have already come up here and joined us, and a lot of you are on committees and already, but those of you that aren't, please sign up before you leave, because we got a lot of work to do. There's a lot of people in the world that need this program. I came to ACOA in 1986. I was newly sober about a year, and I sat down in the room, and no way, I was not ready for this. And I said, I'll be back when I'm ready. And I came back a few years ago, several years ago now, and I got involved hosting one of these things with my group. My little group hosted one of these events. And the next thing I know, I'm involved in service beyond my wildest dreams. Wildest nightmares, wildest dreams. Thank you, Eleni. Don't forget who signed your timesheet. I chair I'm the treasurer of the board, and I chair the finance committee. I also chair the MPS committee, and Eleni is our new MPS special worker, so if anybody writes in to information@acawso.com for group help or questions or things like that, she's the one that gets your email first, and she forwards it to the appropriate place or responds, and we're glad to have her. MPS committee is growing. We know that we've got to reach people. We have to put ourselves in front of them so they can find us. I have so many people that come to our meeting in Fort Lauderdale and say, I didn't know you guys existed. Had a guy that was in a chiropractor's office picked up an ACA brochure and came to the meeting. He says, I never knew that this existed until I read this brochure. We've got a lot of people to reach out there, and with your help, we can do it. I really appreciate you all being here, and it's an honor to serve on your board of trustees. Thank you.
morning, everybody. My name is Miles, and I'm an adult child. And my home group is Seed to Change Group in Belleville, Ontario. This is my second ABC. Last year, I deliberately sat on my hands until about 10 minutes before the conference was over. I didn't want to get back involved in service. I serve on the MPS committee, service structure committee. I joined the MPS committee 2 or 3 months ago. I am the co-chair of the host committee for this convention. And like Pat, I became a board member 18 hours ago. So. It's going to be fun. I came into this program with, I had 12 years of sobriety when I came into this program, and it wasn't working. And I joined ACA through my baby sister, and I hated her until I did the course. And now we're having fun. Enjoy yourself.
Hi, everybody. I'm David McBee. My piano teacher named me D. McBee when I was 5. So I'm a slowly recovering adult child. I was 3 years sober in 2000 when I realized I had to confront my codependency, and I found the fellowship that is codependency on steroids, which is where we're at. I love ACA totally. I think my recovery really began when the Red Book came out, and I've been seriously involved since then. Started the meetings in Miami up again. They'd been there in the 80s, but they had died. And we're wildfire in South Florida. I mean, it's just like, you know, gasoline on a fire. There's a whole lot of recovery in South Florida. There's a whole lot of old timers who retire there. So we're in the thick of it. I actually started my work with this gang as coming in on the finance committee, and then getting hooked in because of my previous experience in the Amazon, trying to straighten out our problems with Amazon in the UK, ended up firing up Amazon in the US, ended up last year doing the delegate training and then chairing this thing, which wore me out like I'd never been worn out, but it also affirmed me like I'd rarely been affirmed. So I'm very grateful for this fellowship. I recognize that AA is recognized as the greatest help to mental health in the 20th century. I truly believe we are the greatest help in the 21st century. I'm honored to serve Vice Chair of Literature, Vice Chair of Finance, MPS Virtual, all kinds of other chaffs that they give you. And you do what you can do, and what you can't do, you can't do. And we all need all the help we can get. And not only y'all, but spread it back to your groups and your people. That's what we need. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Margaret. I'm an adult child. Two days ago, I had 9 years in ACA. So I never get to celebrate with my home group because I'm always at the ABC. So, well, I came into ACA. I'm sorry, I'm a bit nervous. I came into ACA and did service almost straight away. So I've been doing service for 8 years now. First as in my own country with the fellowship there, and I was one of the members of ACA in Denmark who helped plan the Copenhagen ACA in 2013. And my predecessor, Anya, who was a country representative and a member of the board, put me up as her successor. And so first I was asked as a country representative to be on the board. And then I was asked if I had a dream, and my dream and my vision was to connect the countries in Europe, help with the translation, help with the service structure. So we started the European Committee. So I'm chairing the European Committee. And I'm also the chair of the Sub-Literature Committee, and I'm the vice chair of the WSL. And I know that there are a few European committee members here. Could I please ask you to stand? So it's good to see that not only are these people brilliant people, but they're serving their country as delegates, but they're on my committee. So that's nice. We have a monthly meeting the first Saturday of the month, and everybody's welcome to join if they want to learn something about Europe and what is going on. That is at 2 o'clock Central European time. So that means 8 o'clock if you're living on the East Coast here. Yes. And one of the great success stories that we've had is that I send out starter kits. We have a program where we send out starter kits, a box of literature, to new countries. So we open a new country. And I've had the privilege of opening 5 new countries. And our greatest success story to that is our Greek representative sitting here. They have translated the Big Red Book, the Meditation Book, and the Yellow Workbook in 3.5 years. We need people, and we need English-speaking people that can help us with all our reports. And it is a struggle. We have our our chair of finance in the European Committee, Jeffrey, is rotating out. So it's only 2 of us now serving at the European Committee on the board there. So we would really like some more help. So if you know anybody who lives in Europe or would like to serve, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all. You can go back now. I am now going to officially call the meeting to order after I thank the group one more time. So in doing that, I'm going to ask us to start with the traditional serenity prayer, and we'll do a quiet time for a moment before we say that. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you. Okay. Then the 12 traditions, and if somebody would like to volunteer to read those, they are on page 165 of your binder. Okay, I've got a hand in the back.
Okay. I'm Jody. I'm becoming a loving parent to myself. 12 traditions of adult children of alcoholics. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on ACA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as expressed in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for membership in ACA is a desire to recover from the effects of growing up in an alcoholic or otherwise dysfunctional family. Tradition 4, each group is autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or ACA as a whole. We cooperate with all other 12-step programs. Tradition 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the adult child who still suffers. Tradition 6, an ACA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the ACA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Tradition 7, every ACA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Tradition 8, adult children of alcoholics should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Tradition 9, ACA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. Tradition 10, adult children of alcoholics has no opinion on outside issues, hence the ACA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. Tradition 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, TV, and film. Tradition 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever minding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you.
Okay. Aaron covered the commitment to service during the delegate training, so we won't do that one again. But it's on page 16 for reference throughout the 2 days so that we keep that in mind. The next thing is the meditation of the day, and I will read that. It is, we are April 26th, correct? I just have to double check. The topic is trait 5. We live life from the viewpoint of victims, and we are attracted by that weakness in our love and friendship relationships, from the Big Red Book, page 14. This trait was hard for some of us to relate to. Don't call us victims, we thought. We made it through hell and back. We were tough. The idea that we marched through the world choosing sick people was almost offensive. It took a while to come out of our denial. We learned about para-alcoholism and codependency, and that without help, we were destined to continue recreating the past. We started seeing the truth in our daily lives, how our feelings of hopelessness very often had come from thoughts like, the world is too big for me to handle, and I just can't make it. We recognized that we felt like victims who were being taken advantage of. We noticed how we habitually avoided people who seemed self-confident because we didn't know how to talk to them. And they didn't seem to need us. We'd felt uncomfortable around them, but we didn't know why. When we understand that we are truly powerless over other people, but not ourselves, we discover our willingness to change. The 12 steps gives us a blueprint to follow to become self-confident and assertive, the very type of person we had always avoided, but secretly wanted to be all those years. We begin to attract others who are self-confident. On this day, I will be aware when I feel unequal to others. I will stop and affirm that I am just as important as everyone else. And I'm reading that out of my ebook. So if for those of you who don't know it, we do have the Big Red Book and the meditation book on ebook through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So I've become aware that not everybody knows that.
Shameless plug.
And shameless plug, Jim. Go for it.
Yes, we actually have the meditation available on coming soon on the website. So I figured I would show it up there. So hopefully some people were able to keep up with my scrolling and see the meditation for the day.
Thank you, Jim. Okay, something that we just started, and Jim's done a lot of work on that. Thank you. Okay. The next thing I wanted to mention is in the very beginning of your binder, there's a letter from me, and it's a long letter, and I won't read it. but what I do want to point out is my Britt had mentioned we had another board member, Jeffrey F., who has left the board after 2 years of service. And we want to officially thank him for his service. He will continue to be on committees, but yes, let's give Jeffrey a hand. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to make it to be with us, but he is in our hearts. I also, in this letter, I listed a lot of milestones and things that you're going to hear about over the next 2 days, but I wanted to read through this just to give you another idea. The meetings, there are currently over 2,000 registered meetings, up from 1,700 a year ago. We have 84 active intergroups, and we had 64 a year ago. We have one official region, Region 2, and hopefully we will have more as time goes on, but there was a regional system that dissolved back over a decade ago, but we're starting back up again. MPS has three major milestones: the Traveler Newsletter, public service announcements available for download and use, and a new MPS special worker, Eleni. Okay, yay. Okay. Service structure, creation of a nominating committee to help ensure a more objective process for bringing on new board members, which we have already experienced in the last 24 hours. Filling out more of the service network of ACA with discussions about drawing a new regional map. Technology, completion of new primary website as well as new shopping cart and document repository, and the meditation. Literature, a functional restructuring of the committee process that enables them to work more cohesively. Presentation of new literature for approval during this ABC, there will be, and two new publications being prepared, a small version of the BRB and the Becoming Your Own Loving Parent workshop. Yes. And that was a motion from last year. And more translations, that some of which my Brit referred to. And in Europe, we're now printing our own literature abroad for faster turnaround time and savings in most cases, which included printing of the new translations of the BRB in Castilian, Spanish, and Russian, and soon to be Greek. Increasing support of translation teams, growth, and encouragement of the fellowship in more countries. And besides Greek, there are others in the process also. And then the Office and Distribution Center, we hired a general manager, Tammy Garcia. We moved to a new space in Signal Hill, California, made the decision to discontinue the contract with a third-party distribution vendor in Illinois. Some people have had experiences with that, and we decided it wasn't unpleasant experiences. We decided it wasn't working for us. So finance, completion of the first official audit of the WSO financials last year, followed by implementation of the recommendations, including the drafting of an extensive accounting manual, migration of more of our systems to QuickBooks, and then another audit this year. Amazon selling our books through Amazon US and UK, with many other Amazons to follow. Okay. So that's just a list of, I wanted to give you a preview of what's to come. You will see that and hear about it in our committee reports. Just a phenomenal amount of work being done by just an incredible number of volunteers. Okay. And then the next piece is the ratification of the ABC, or the conference chairperson. Until this year, the conference chairperson was selected like the day of the conference. There are two people in this room who had that happen to them